goals. You think you big like Diesel, but you Metro built. You think you're somebody better, homie, you bet the bill. Now listen to me like a rep the field, and that's real. You should know this every time you probably get your kills.
Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears once a week.
Well, all right, now that nonsense is out of the way.
Barring any other technical difficulties, welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue performing this sexy cacophony into your ears once or twice a week, however the fuck we feel. With that, I'm Paul Ober.
And I'm Keith Burr, and this is Cross-Examination.
Cross-Examination!
It's the examination station, Paul. And we're here. We're not doctors. We have no business asking people anything. But we do.
Which means that we qualify to ask people whatever the fuck we want to because it doesn't matter in the first place.
Yeah, we're actually grossly overqualified.
To be underqualified.
You know, grossly underqualified to be qualified or qualified to be overqualified. Something. I don't know math.
Are you kidding me? I thought Kentucky had a grade school system.
Grade school? Yeah, that's before they put all this other nonsense into it. Like, show your work. I'm not going to show my work.
You want to know what's really funny? This is how mentally, I don't know, backwards or whatever I am. But new math, you know how everybody makes fun of new math? Like, math is math. Why would they change math? I looked up the new math just for shiggles. So I was weird when it came to math growing up. And the way that I did math in my head is the way that everybody does math now. It's the new math.
Really? I have no idea what the new math looks like. I'm terrified of math because it's the one thing that makes me feel stupid.
It's also probably cancer to podcast. Maybe we shouldn't be talking about math.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got its own crowds, but, you know, not this one.
Well, hey, dude, I guess get straight into some topics. I just got engaged.
Uh-oh. Couldn't hear you.
I just got engaged.
I know, that's crazy. I thought that you were joking with me at first, and that's why I sent that stupid message like, well, ain't it amazing? The podcast did all this. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude. How's
it feel?
It feels surreal, for sure. I don't know, I feel trapped. I feel like the world's ending.
Yeah, I'm terrified.
It's crazy, right? So Sydney thought he was slick and measured my ring finger in my sleep, quote unquote, in my sleep. Of course I woke up because somebody's yanking all my fingers. And he sat next to me. And what was funny, too, is he's standing next to me just stark naked, getting ready for work at like 5:30 in the morning. And so I was just like, oh, I'm just going to pretend to be asleep. Maybe it'll give me like a romantic little kiss. And I'll be like, oh, I woke up during the kiss. I don't know. I was thinking something like that. And then he sits down next to me and I feel he gets my hand and then gets one of those, I don't know, something slides on my finger. And I'm like, is he proposing right now, naked? Is he doing it? is he just ass naked before work, be like, hey, you want to marry me? Sweet. And then goes to work. But and then I feel something tighten and I'm like, oh, he's sizing up my finger. You're kidding me. And then he I'm pretending to be asleep the entire time. And then I think I fake woke up after that or something. I'm like, hey, what you doing? And he's like, oh, nothing. Hi, babe. I forget how it went.
You wake up and like roll over all sleepy eyed and stuff, like having to pretend like, oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
Take notes, Cheyenne.
It was perfect. And And then he said during the weekend, he's like, oh, hey, over the next week and a half, I have something like planned for you. Because I decided to fuck with him a little bit.
You got to.
I fucked with him a little bit. So I know he's planning on proposing. So I know that. So I thought, he hates when I want to get my hair dyed green. I've wanted to get my hair dyed green probably since I was like a teenager, but it just never happened. But I wanted it to be like Deku from My Hero Academia, which I think is an attractive color green, but it's hard to do in real life. So I've always wanted to do it. So I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if I brought this up now? And so he starts freaking the fuck out because he hates the idea.
I have to bring you around my family. We're a family of learned doctors. You know what this green-haired boyfriend's going to do to me?
Yeah, exactly. I look like I'm either Sharon Needles or I'm the drag queen Sharon Needles. So,
either way, you're Sharon Needles. I like it. Oh, shoot. We got us a question here.
Yeah, please.
Dude, why does Keith look like a pedophile? I mean, you guys have to agree 100%.
Well, looks aren't deceiving, you know, that's why stereotypes work sometimes, too, because they're often correct, but, you know, I gotta blend in out here. Look at this. If you look exactly like the part you're supposed to play, nobody suspects you, that's all.
Yeah, for people who don't have the visual, Keith's stereo app avatar,
he's got, like, the flipped-up brown hair, he's got these orange or yellow-tinted aviator sunglasses, and the pedo mustache.
Yeah, I look like, you know, if, oh shit, what's his name? Hunter S. Thompson was a fucking pedophile, pretty much. Just had that little baby stash.
What is it about that mustache? You moved to Hollywood and liked it a little too much.
I was the first person, like, that was happy to be homeless in Hollywood just because nobody could actually trace me to a home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're homeless, you don't have to register.
You look like you got a promotion only because Harvey Weinstein got fired.
Yeah, you know, sometimes ain't God, like, he just works in mysterious ways. He had to get one monster out of the way.
Our children losing innocence. What'd you say, babe? I don't need anything else. I love you so much. He made me hot dogs and he put little onions on them and ketchup and mustard. And so that's where I'm at. I got green tea. I'm the gayest right now.
Dude, you guys are awesome. Like, Cheyenne's looked at me. We made eye contact twice today. And I'm like, ooh, what's up, girl? And you're like, getting fucking hot dogs with onions and just the fixins. And the other fixins, Paul. You know, long as I've got fixins.
We got the only thing mixing from the fixins is relish. No relish. But we had these Dave's Best Pickles. This is great content as well. I should shut the fuck up. What's new in your life, Keith? Any topics? I got a topic to bring up after whatever topic you bring up.
And then weird. Like, it's been real quiet out there on, like, in topic land. There's not much going on right now. I guess everything's still settling from the Bill Cosby waves.
We will not say Bill Cosby's name anymore.
We took up a whole lot of time on that, man.
We've come a long way from Bill Cosby hell. Can we riff in a different hell today?
Yes, we have to, because, you know, oh, no, I ain't saying his name again. Look at that. Jesus Christ. It's like he's making me do it. It's weird. I don't like it.
Say kill Bobby.
Nope. Kill Tony. How about that? That's where I'm aiming.
What is this, a pride parade? What is this, Koreatown?
Hey, how do you feel about, like, I don't know, like, I think that I heard a bit on this one time, but I wanted to ask you about, like, what do you think about guys that wear jerseys, like, you know, that have, like, you know, another guy's name on the back of them? To me, it's not like, you know, like, I'm celebrating my team. It's like, you know, you get to fuck me if I'm ever out and you see me, if I have a jersey on with your name on it. I just don't get it. It's just, I don't know. I'm not a sports fan. Like, I've played sports. It's weird, the dynamic between that. Like, I love watching, or I love playing basketball and shit, but I can't watch it.
Okay. I like where you went with this, because a lot of people would say that you're overthinking it, but I think you're thinking about it exactly the right amount. because you just said, like, you know, if you ever see that guy in public, if I'm wearing a LeBron James jersey, then I got to let LeBron fuck me. Well, that right. goes along with my theory perfectly, that I think every sport was invented by gay people.
Yeah, it's right in line with you said gay sex it always has a loser, right?
It's not gay sex if there isn't a loser, that's for sure. No, I always said that if gay guys wore jerseys, it'd be a pretty angry sport.
Beautifully angry. Like, you know, that's putting anger to a good cause, I guess. You know, it's entertaining and, you know, you might find love.
Exactly. And go back to the oldest sport that's ever existed, right? Wrestling. The Greeks made that popular in the first sport that was ever in the Olympics. So what did they do? They got the two burliest men on the face of their entire nation. So they got these two big, hairy men wrestling each other, getting dirty and sweaty, and only men were allowed in attendance. That was the birth of sports.
Ooh, man, you talk about adrenaline. Jeez, you could taste it in the air.
God damn, mounting meant something completely different. And also, I mean, let's give wrestling credit. They've come a long way from naked to leotards.
Oh, they really have. I mean, from just improv to now they have scripts. It's crazy. You know, grown men playing. They're playing hard. They're professionals, Paul. We can't make fun of them. I'm not making fun of them. The tone of my voice doesn't denote that whatsoever.
I think it's sexy. Not to mention, like, basketball. Bro, their jerseys were just, like, back in the 50s, they were just bikinis.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, Larry Bird's dick hung out the bottom of his shorts often, I'm sure.
It had to. And whose idea was that? They could have worn sweatpants.
Exactly. You know, there's some GM. Like,
have more mobility.
Yeah, there's some GM somewhere who's like, no. Make them shorter. They gotta be up to the thighs. It's like comes back, they ain't short enough. Nope, make them shorter again. Until next, you know, 2 years later, we would end up with a thong if they didn't start getting longer.
Yep, thank God for Allen Iverson being so brave. Ooh,
being a gangster. God. Thank
you. All right. I got another one. Shikari Richardson. She's not allowed to be in the Olympic Games because she tested positive for weed. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's all over social media. Her mom died. She's 5'1". She's breaking records in the 100 sprint for females. And, you know, she made a splash because she's coming out of the gate a little bit ghetto. You know, she's got these, like, long-ass nails. She's got her hair did, and I'm saying did. Like, she's got this red, fiery, orange hair, as if it's on fire, I think was the concept, because she's so fast. But still, this fiery red hair, and lashes, like, all of it. She was just being extra as fuck, and it was hilarious. And she was dominating. Well, her mom died, I guess, a week before the trials or something, and she smoked weed to deal with it, which nobody can blame her for. But it says in the Olympic rule book that if you get tested positive for weed, you get suspended. So
yeah.
They gave her the minimum possible suspension for weed, which was 30 days, which unfortunately the 100 is in 30 days. But she was going to be able to do the 4x1
relay race.
They just came out yesterday with a brand new ruling on the case. Post-ruling. So they said, you get a 30-day thing. She accepted the 30-day thing so that she could still run in the 4x1. And they just disqualified her from that too. And they're just like, yeah, you just can't be in the Olympics.
Did someone just get ran over outside your house?
No,
that tire squeal.
I farted.
Oh, tight butt. Nice.
Yep, like a deflated balloon. What do you think about your car?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that this is the comedian in me saying that, you know, that might be the one situation where, you know, you kind of be happy that your mom died so you can use it as an excuse. Whenever you get popped with the drug test, you know, my mom passed away. I had to smoke a little bit of weed, but no, that's not what happened, of course. But I think that it's, yeah, she should know better. I mean, if you're going to put all the time and dedication and effort in that it takes to get to that level, then you should have the self-control that it takes not to smoke a little bit of fucking pot.
She could have got hammered. She could have done a million other things other than that. And so I think there's validity in what you say about it. What sucks is that this is the 21st century.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's super, it's really unfortunate. But the only thing about that is it's a slippery slope whenever you start to – whenever you allow someone to get a little bit of leeway breaking a rule that's never – knows it's clearly established. I mean, it'd be like kind of like, you know, taking steroids. I mean, if you break one rule, I mean, what's to say you aren't going to tweak and test the others?
I agree with that. And also they gave her the minimum because she was doing it in a state that allowed it. I think it was Oregon or something. Wherever she was, it was legal. But I agree. You got to punish people for not breaking the rules, especially something for the Olympics. So they gave her the minimum, and that blows. But I don't understand why they went from giving her the minimum to, oh, well, now you just can't race in anything. That's what confuses me a little bit. Why is she suddenly not allowed to do anything?
Trying to,
that
like, make a...
That was the part, because everything else made sense.
Marijuana, just making an example.
I don't understand it at all.
I don't
give her the minimum sentence that you were going to do in the first place. Whose idea was it? Was like, no. No,
punish more.
They're like, I was fucking wrong. Give her the take her life.
Yeah, like,
nope. Take one of her legs.
Can we move on?
Yeah, it's so stupid, man. I don't know. It's like people that are still in prison in states that like marijuana is legalized. I can't imagine how fucking insane they're going.
That's a good point. People... If I didn't have weed, I don't think I would have survived. Quarantine.
Oh yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. I smoked myself like pretty much retarded whenever I was a teenager until like it was. I think I smoked so much that it just stopped having the effect on me that it used to. So I just stopped smoking it completely for a couple years, and then I came back and weed got better in that time, buddy. Let me tell you that. I was used to smoking this Kentucky dirt weed. Like, you could smoke a joint of it in the bedroom and close the door and then come out like 15 minutes later, nobody fucking know. Now, this shit that they had, like, whenever I started smoking back, I was like, Jesus, you couldn't even put it in your pocket and not, like, have, like, somebody in the house know. Loud.
Yeah, it's crazy how the world has changed their view of weed and, like, shit. When I was growing up, I hated people who smoked weed. Can you imagine me being this uppity prick? It's just like, nah, well, people who smoke weed, they're going to ruin their lives, dude. I was like year in college, and I'm just a fucking cliche. Is that really all it
takes? Dude, yeah, just have to try it, you know? It's like, I had the same exact thing happen to me with cursing, whatever you want to call it. Like, I hated people that cussed. I'm like, you're a bad man. And then I said, fuck, one day, I guess, and I never turned back. And I was like, I understand that man now. Fuck's nice. You gotta pick your fucks, though.
You gotta pick your fucks.
You gotta pick your fucks, man.
Gotta pick your fucks and pick your dust. Do you feel like you have picked your fucks, Keith?
I feel like I'm pretty fucking liberal with them. I just go out spreading like fucks for everybody. You know, unless, no, not those kind, just the seasoning for sentences. Just adds a little extra pizzazz to the end of it. Sometimes, you know, you just can't say what you want to say without a fuck in the sentence.
Well, you know, like, I don't know if I agree with that, just because I'm white as hell. But according to you, I season the fuck out of my speech.
it's seasoned right the fuck up, buddy. It's like, you know, hey, give me that back. Is that very effective? No. Or, hey, motherfucker, you fucking give me that book back right now. That sounds retarded. See? Now you got to come back with, hey, you fucking give me that right now. That's the perfect amount. Like,
hey, you cunt nugget, give the fuck back this shit.
you start cussing at him poorly. Hey, stop it, you bastard man. You fuck guy. Oh, I'm going to get murdered.
Hey, stop that, you slit tit, bitch. All right,
I mean, if I was like ever like Was it, did we, were we dealing with the breaking and entering right there, or was it just like somebody that we just saw walking down the street? Because that, I think context is important in that situation.
Yeah, I was getting robbed. We got a few people in the messages. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Cross Examination. By the way, reminding everybody in the audience, make sure that you're submitting message questions. This is an interview show. If any of you guys want to be a co-host for the next 9 minutes before we have our special guest, David Mendez, on, we got a whole list of questions that are the most insane questions from the internet that we want to ask you guys. So we got a message to play real quick from
Keith. I have a question for you. Why do you look like a pedophile? A pedophile. Oh. You look like a pedophile.
Why are you repetitive? Repetitive.
Yeah, bro, it's the second redundant one.
Oh, no, that's the same dude, wasn't it? I hope it was.
You got called a pedophile by two people today. Maybe you are. You are one, dude. At some point, if everybody's saying it, it's got to be true.
It does. I mean, it's just like, if it's never been on the news, it never happened, right? So, you know, if two people randomly called out of a crowd, it has to be true.
I've never seen you on the news, but I have seen that avatar on the news.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, you're right. I gotta change this. Yours looks like exactly who I would be interested in.
I at least tried to make mine fuckable.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I ain't a monster. Just, no. Oh, you know, you can only go so far with pedophile jokes. And that's funny because I heard one right before I got on here. I was talking to my friend Drew. He called me and he does stand up in Florida, which, you know, that means you just pretty much yell at people until you get yelled off stage, and then people like give you hugs and stuff whenever you get off. I guess that's pretty much what I gathered from it. But he said, you know, I thought this is bullshit. Whenever I was in court last time, they said I was supposed to be judged by a jury of my peers. There wasn't one pedophile in that jury.
That is a funny one. And I like how you say you can only go so far with pedophile jokes. The answer is about 6-7 inches before you hit stop.
You know, ask the Catholic Church. I mean, they've got pretty much got, they wrote the book on it. And it's called The Good Book.
Fucking shit.
I mean, they're on to something. Cheyenne. You cannot.
That was funny.
You cannot get an altar boy pregnant, turns out.
I'm going to invite Cheyenne.
Oh, she will. Trust me.
Trust you what?
She ain't going to come, baby. I would love it if she would. Yeah, I take it as offense against me, personally, right now.
Well, okay, no. Keith, that's fine. I'm going to ask you some questions before we hit the half-hour mark. By the way, again, thank you guys so much for listening. This is Action Path.
Super, super action.
Mine, in a world where nobody submits questions, in a world where Keith has so many different objects stuck up his bunghole, in a world where flowers speak in riddles.
In perfect German.
The riddles are about jizz. Cross examination.
That sounds like this is a fever dream.
Rated NC-17.
Oh, yeah, baby. God, I missed the NC-17 days.
You're not old enough to remember the NC-17 days. No way. You're 27, right?
I am 30, Paul. I'm old as fuck. Yup.
I don't remember NC-17 movies. I'm 29. I'm turning 30 in, oh my God, I'm turning 30 in less than 20 days.
Let that oh my God, I'm turning 30 in creep 70,
in. I'm turning 30 in 15 days.
What? Hey, you're coming into it elegantly like I did. I look like a boy if I shave my face off.
I gotta keep drinking some kombucha. That's probably the answer.
Well, I mean, to offset probably all the, you know, just the ridiculous amounts of alcohol I'm sure that you consumed in college to get, you know, kidnapped by Mexicans on accident.
Hey, Yarutold. Yarutold. This is an interview show where we interview wayward stereo travelers with the most insane questions we can find on the internet. We're inviting you up.
Yarutold.
For everybody at is home, that... Yarutold looks kind of... Okay, so he is dreads away from looking... He's got the Nipsey Hussle beard.
Yep.
He's got AirPods in like me, so he's got fashion. And a mole. He's got a mole.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. Wait, <Jeff. laughs> All right, Keith. Would you rather eat exclusively unseasoned lettuce for the rest of your life or give a 70% curable form of cancer to one orphan?
Cancer to an orphan. Come on. I mean, that's an easy one.
That's not an easy one. You just said that, like, okay, there's a 30% chance that I'm going to kill a child.
I mean, yeah.
You're a bad person. Explain yourself. I love it.
Dude, I never said I was a good person. And seasoned lettuce as opposed to what, Paul?
Unseasoned lettuce.
That is just lettuce, right?
I was just making sure you know. No salt and pepper on this bitch. It's just lettuce. You gotta eat lettuce for the rest of your life, unseasoned lettuce, or give a 70% curable form of cancer to one orphan. You said give the orphan cancer. Explain it.
I want to give cancer to whatever kind of asshole's out here putting pepper on his lettuce. Can we do that? Can I change these rules a little bit?
What about Lowry's salad season?
Lowry's. Mike Lowry. Oh, I don't know. I put that shit on everything. I'd probably... I don't know. That chick, the Cajun seasoning? God. Yeah, it has to make lettuce better.
Point is, you can't do anything to make the lettuce better. You're just eating lettuce for the rest of your life. But you get all the nutrients that you need.
Okay, so, damn. If I'm getting all the nutrients I need, it can't be from the lettuce. So do I have to eat the lettuce? Can I just not eat?
Nope. If you don't eat, you die. And so then God dying.
Damn it. This is hell. Yeah, I gotta give that kid cancer quick because that needs his KFC.
And realistically, it's only a 30. If he loses, he's just bad at gambling, and that's not your fault.
You know, and realistically speaking, you know, I'm saving him from about a 75% to 80% chance of severe major depressive disorder,
which is just being alive at this point. I think we're all depressed.
You know, I think that we are too. I mean, we live in a society that makes healthy people sick. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know, man. It's going to get more fun in the next couple of years, I think. I mean, you know, Oregon legalized crack. They have recreational crack.
ADHD medicine.
Yeah, meth for kids.
Yes, it's for kids. ABC. Yes, okay, ask me a question, and then we'll have Mendes on for you.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Had them out right here. Okay, how about this, Paul? If you had, all right. I'm gonna ask him the same question whenever he gets on. So he's not here yet. But all right, you know, K-12. You know, 10 kids per class. You got to fight your way through every class, knock every one of them out to, you know, advance per tier. How long does it take you to get to 12th grade and graduate, or do you stay in there? And I mean, reiterate.
Yeah, okay, reiterate it, because that was what the fuck did you just ask me, Keith?
Okay, if you had to fight for your life, like a whole classroom, like just a whole school, people, you start at kindergarten, go all the way through 12th grade, 10 kids per class, 5 boys, 5 girls. How many of those classes do you get through knocking all of them out? I'm saying I make it to like 9th grade.
Okay. So you would make 9th grade? Freshman is hard, dude. 10 freshmen is hard. But if 5 of them are girls, freshman girls are tiny. Freshmen mm-hmm. are tiny, too. They're just finally getting into their, like, their part where they're starting to get bigger than girls. I think in 9th grade. So I'm thinking you gotta factor in being tired too. If you're beating up an entire elementary school, K-6, at some point you're just tired from the cardio. And to be honest, man, I'm out of shape. I'm out of shape with cardio. I look good with shirts on. I confuse people like hell when I take my shirt off. They're just like, how do you have a 3-pack of abs and then a tire? And I'm a very weird body right now. So would I would be able to beat up the kindergartners, first graders, second graders, third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders, sixth graders.
Without a second thought.
Yeah, K through six. I taught sixth grade for a year. I could easily beat up a class of sixth graders if it was only 10 of them. Eighth graders might have knives and shit, dude. Like, they get weird in eighth grade. Eighth grade is like when they start smoking weed. Eighth grade is when, like, they're just like, oh, not everybody's parents beat the shit out of them. I gotta be depressed about this now. And it's weird in eighth grade. Eighth graders suck. Eighth graders are the cancer to society, actually. So if I could get past eighth grade, I think I would be too tired to beat ninth grade. So I think I'm ninth grade as well.
Listen, Paul, I'm going to blow your mind with this one. You're forgetting one main thing. What do those kids have? They're all just little gold mines of adrenochrome. You're getting fulfilled and refueled every time you punch one of them in the face, and it just spews that fucking fountain of youth all over you.
So you're telling me every... Okay, so the dude with the pedophile avatar just told me that if I beat up enough kids, each time I beat up a kid, I get showered in their fountain of youth. Is that what you just said, Keith?
I imagined it more like Sonic's rings in my head, but yeah, putting it that way, that's pretty...
Sonic's rings!
Putting it that way, that's pretty cut and dry. Damn it, I'm a monster. I said give a kid cancer, I'm saying like punch these kids in the face until it showers you with their fucking fountain of youth. Wow, I got some self-reflecting to do.
Bro, you look like you just got a producer credit on a Disney Channel episode. All right, we got okay, so if I wasn't tired, I think I could make it to sophomores. So I would say 10th grade just to one up you. Just to make it competitive.
Oh god, I have to put my body on the line next time. I want to go harder, had to figure a way, you know. I like to say that 16-year-old me, I was in such good shape at that time that I could have beat the fuck out of me. But sadly, that is not the case. Being an adult, I have a much more fundamental grasp of violence now and how to use it and how to use violence to my favor and against other people and not in their favor. So it's, you know, I guess, you know, just experience really does trump athleticism in the end.
Yeah, depending, for sure. Not to mention, I mean, like, I saw those videos of you throwing knives. I got to admit, Keith, can I be honest with you?
Oh, please.
Can I be honest with you, Keith? Keith, am I allowed to be honest with you?
Yes, yes, yes. You have to be. Yes.
Okay. Keith, is it okay if I don't lie to you?
Please don't. And I don't
you
like redundancy either.
You got fucking knife throw shots on Instagram. Dude,
I love them.
Those videos of you throwing the knives, like especially in slow motion, dude, it looks like you're stallion.
It's all like dainty wrist action. You know, you gotta get that flick. It's a flop of the wrist more than a flick.
I'm not saying it looks like you're weak throwing them, weak sauce them. What I am saying is that when you throw them, it looks like you're making a noise that sounds like eh.
Yep. I'm glad we're on the same page there.
I don't know what went further. Rose Dawson tossing the jewel of the ocean over the back of that ship at the end of Titanic, or he's throwing knives.
She's Elton John compared to me, let's be honest.
I don't even know what that means.
Holy shit, I said Elton John, didn't I? I meant John Elway. What the fuck?
No, I
didn't even have a second thought about that. Elton John.
they're not that weak. I was just messing with you. But I do remember seeing you do that, and I was like, I want to go knife throwing this piece sometime. That sounds fun. That sounds Kentucky shit.
I feel like that should be a sentence that everybody has to go through their head at one point in their life. You know, I just want to go knife throwing with Keith. I want to get drunk as shit and just throw some blades.
It sounds like a good time. All right. We're going to play this message. And then we're getting David Mendes up. Oh, which the message is.
Oh,
this is the perfect introduction to Mendes. Actually,
I'm trying to join. I'm trying to join. I don't think it's letting me.
Let's get him up.
Go get him up. Mendes, huh?
What's that, folks?
What'd it do, Mendes?
I was trying to join. I don't know how to work this app. I just downloaded it. And I was talking to some French dude right now. And I was like, who the fuck are you? You're not Paul.
That's the only French I know.
Your character does not fit your voice, Keith.
Oh, man. I've been getting that since I was in elementary.
You sound hefty. You sound hefty or like a tall, lanky white dude?
Like Lurch. That type.
Kind of like that.
Like Lurch if he were a fucking hillbilly. How about that? Gotta get that.
Nah. I'm probably more hillbilly than you are.
Bro, oh, that might actually be true. Keith, you don't know who you're dealing with right now. We got the David Mendez, or as his avatar is called, David Mendez. See?
Did you spell your own name wrong?
No.
Instagram is
sa.foos,
because everybody, he said sa.foos. Why did I do that in an right. Asian accent? Bro, I'm horrible at this.
I'm Asian now? Like, oh, what's happening?
I wonder what the money is.
I'm not racist. I just hang out with a lot of people. Oh, I want that question, Keith. I want that question. I wanted to answer that question.
Okay. I'll run through it again real quick. Okay.
The little kid fighting one, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Run through
it. Your life is on the line. You know, you don't want to do this. You have to do it. You know, you don't want to spend your day beating the fuck out of little kids, but you got to make it through.
Every kid's a fountain of youth.
Every one of them just a little fucking treasure trove waiting to be plucked. Oh, shut up, pedophile eyes over here. Look at my glasses. Jesus. All right. So you got to go through them K through 12, 10 kids in each class, 5 boys, 5 girls. How far do you get? Do you graduate high school?
I graduate the fuck, but I take my time in high school. This is the thing. Little kids are fucking easy, bro, and they recharge you right quick. Throw a WWE that bitch. Throw a fucking chair. Smack a little kid. Fuck. Smack him.
Yeah. See, Paul didn't think to utilize that, his surroundings.
And then junior high.
You're saying that you would graduate all the way? You know what? Never mind. I'm going to let you finish.
Let me finish that. Junior high is when it gets a little technical because there is little cholos and gangbangers and knife throwers. But hey, I'm from there too, bitch. I'll stab a motherfucker. I don't give a shit. Touch me, bitch. Give me that fountain of juice.
Right.
Once you get to eighth grade, you see those kids that are overdeveloped, and some of them might be taller than you, but they don't know how to use their body yet. So you fucking grab them and you throw them. Boom. You're good. Freshman year is when everyone's trying to be a try hard. That's where you try less. You befriend.
There we go.
You befriend. It's a little bit of cheating, but you befriend the school shooter kid. He helps you out, and then the end of the day, well, sophomore year, at the end of sophomore year, you kill him. And you get his youth. Now, he was going to die anyways, bro. I know it gets a little dark.
No, I love
junior year. That's a sweet spot because that's when everyone's getting ready to leave and they're all hanging out with all the seniors and shit. And I know I wasn't the biggest kid in senior year. Mind you, my sister was talking to some fucking wrestler kid. I don't need to get technical because I got all the shit the school shooter kid left me. Bang, bang, bang.
Exactly.
I won.
Yes. Dude, all right. Yes, I was going to say that. You know, you didn't say anything about the school shooter stash after that. You know?
Yeah. You say that really, for the like,
you could have really like stash of doubled your odds if you kept him alive and then used him as a human shield that was also offense and defense at the same time.
But the more you keep him, the more you get attached.
Oh,
see, I didn't know that we could have weapons. I also didn't know that we could steal the
you, but you acknowledged weapons in the beginning. That's why I said let's stab a couple 8th graders.
Well, I did acknowledge that 8th graders have weapons, but I assumed I could only have my fist. Because the way Keith asked me is that I had to KO these kids. David's just like, why KO them when I can murder them, fool?
Because exactly. He said every kid. Because Keith said
every single one of these motherfuckers.
Keith said they got to be on the ground.
No, Keith said every kid that's dead gets you more power.
Fountain of Youth.
Wait a minute.
Nope.
I thought it just restored my power. It gives them more power? So you're
it's stackable.
Power.
Every little kid, bro. Fuck it.
I know it's stackable like Oreos. God damn it. All right. Mendes graduates. It's a good question. I love that fucking question.
That's good answer too, Mendes. Jeez, you know, leave it to the Hispanic guy to break my puzzle.
Hey, I'm wider than you think, brother. I used to race swine.
I used to fight chickens. Is that the same
thing? I used to kill chickens.
See, we made a sport of it. I think that's one of the more redneck.
That sounded more Mexican than me. Like, I used to fight chickens. I'm like, nah, I don't do that. I just kill them.
Like, I'm
hawk fights. I call those Sundays.
I call that a fun time.
I call that being engaged to a man. I was just talking, I was like, you know how dogs, like when a girl dog and a guy dog meet each other in public and they just start barking at each other furiously? Like, I never know whether or not that's like anger or like sexual tension. You know, it's like me and my boyfriend, we scream at each other all the time before we fuck.
See, I mean, Paul, you're the first person I've ever met, like the first man I've ever met that's happy that he's getting married. This is amazing. You're really like giving me hope.
I'm really good at hiding depression. What's the dumbest celebrity, David? What's the dumbest celebrity you think could actually win the presidency?
Oh.
And what would their campaign be like?
I played this 8 years ago, or 6 years ago.
Okay. I want certain things, but they're not gonna happen. Hear me out. I know it sounds kind of silly, but
this is a very serious question. So I mean, like, this is a political talk show. If you don't take this seriously,
it's a political.
Say TV Herman, yeah, I'll be upset.
The only highbrow stuff here.
Bill Maher's on next week. Can you take this fucking seriously?
We got more.
I like to self. I'm a what's not self deprecate. I'm a self destructive person.
God, I see you.
Yeah, we're comedians.
I want Tito Ortiz to go. And we saw him at We saw him in the council.
He chokeholds our way to America being like world ruler.
His competitor. Oh, well, the other president that was trying to be president, the fucking Rock.
So you
Rock.
Think he's pretty
That'd
dumb.
Be a fucking amazing.
You think he's pretty dumb? Or do you think that's like
No. The Rock is just like, he'll have like the majority vote. But who comes and takes the lead? Fucking Kanye West. Legitimately, though.
Fucking yay.
I think he's too dumb. I think he's too dumb. I think Kanye West is like the type of crazy. Maybe
give him a little
dumb.
Bit more opiates, he'll be good.
Hey, opiates are magic.
Can you imagine
drugs?
Like an even-keeled Kanye West running for presidency, just being a normal fucking person? Does he not realize that he's being normal away from actually potentially being president of the United States? Like, all he has to do is just reel in the Harriet Tubman quote for a few weeks.
Who was that whole thing about leaving Harriet Tubman some cookies and milk out?
He said Harriet Tubman actually didn't free the slaves.
Oh, yeah. And then he was like, yeah, we chose to be slaves. I'm like, what kind of shit is that, bro?
Kanye, what the fuck, man? This is bullshit. I thought you had us.
I love 808 Heartbreak like the next motherfucker, but fuck, man. That I'm not even black. That shit hurt me.
It was like, right.
Yeah, bro, I'm white and I was offended. I'm like,
well,
I'm a
mean,
villain. Can you give one of the heroes the respect they deserve?
Well, I mean, Paul, to be fair, we're white dudes, and white culture is to appropriate other cultures. That's all we know. Like,
Harriet Tubman was one of us. We claimed her.
We claim Harriet Tubman. She was low-key a white lady.
Oh, and the racial draft of 1880, whatever. Yeah, I remember that. It was on Chappelle's show. Oh, man. What was it? So keep seeing these memes about leaving Harriet Tubman some like milk and cookies. I don't know why, or if that's like anybody else has seen that. And I'm like, why the fuck would you leave her milk and cookies? Leave her a pair of fucking Air Jordans. It wouldn't be the Underground Railroad anymore. Fucking, you know, Air Railroad. I don't know. Something stupid like that.
I haven't seen any of these
memes. It's because most memes differ through region. So what you see is what you see, and what we see, what we see. Like, depending on, like, if we have anything mutual that could coincide. Like, I know you guys wouldn't see any of the memes I watch, because all of them are in Spanish.
Bro, I don't know, man. I watch the YouTube poop. I watch
something called send.memes. I got Andrew last name.
I got some of the most insane meme pages under my belt. I just, like, stay away from the super rapey ones, just because I don't want that on my Instagram. People know that I'm following it, even if I think some of them are funny.
Hey, Paul, which one's that?
I'm not gonna
tell me.
Tell me.
I need it.
I'll show you. I'll show you one of mine. Let's see. What's your fucking hi?
Okay,
it's
that.
Called my. I follow this meme page that's kind of conservative-ish.
Hey.
I like to say racist, but it is funny. he's playing the long game. He's playing the waiting game. I'm like, what do you mean? I reread this fucking message 3 times and I'm trying to fucking just send it.
You should be like, motherfucker, do the letters move around on you when you try to type? If not, then shut the fuck up.
People don't believe that, though.
Bro, you made me snort. First snort of the podcast. Finish your beverage if you're drinking.
Hell yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we gotta ask him a couple more questions before the podcast ends. We only got two, I think. Did I ask him a second one?
No, but I think it's on you this time, pal.
Okay. It's hard because now we don't have much time for, like, a lot of them. I have so many questions. First one, did you become a construction worker before or after you found out you were Mexican?
I'm Mexican?
Okay. You hear a gunshot?
I always thought I was a white man trapped in a Latino boy's body. It hurts.
Okay. That reverse appeal.
So, in high school,
sports, and it turned out I was just gay.
I always did construction, like, with my dad. Like, in high school, if I was, like, fucking up in class, he would take me to the job site. Then when I got out of high school, I just fucking started doing it. Now I'm not doing it. I fucking hate it. I don't like it at all.
And so now there's no longer child labor. It isn't as fun.
Oh, man. When you're little, you don't think about, like, you know, I have to pay bills, money. My dad was like, I'm going to pay you in Carl's Jr. full adult meal. I'm like, fuck yeah.
the real stuff, that stuff that counts.
That's what matters, really, dude. Double Western bacon burger when you're like 12, that hits the spot.
Oh shit, yeah. I remember going to Arby's.
I would work for 3 hours. My dad's in the audience right now and he knows this. I would work in the yard without any expectation to pay sometimes at all. But, like, we would just be doing projects and then he would take me to Home Depot and there was he would take me for hot dogs. Not at home. There was a hot dog spot at Home Depot that was pretty good, but there's this other hot dog spot that we would go to called, Bradish's grilled hot dogs, and they had these foot long chili cheese dogs, and these onion rings that were like peeled. It's not regular onion rings like the big thick ones. It was like the shredded onion rings.
Oh,
deconstructed.
Best thing ever. Mix that with an Arby's root beer. Game over. I will work for 7 hours.
7 and a half, even sometimes. You know, it just depends.
You guys get to choose hours. We just work till the sun drops.
And sometimes not even then. They bring those lights out sometimes, and it's fucking horrible then.
There's an incoming message.
Oh, yeah, I'll pop it.
Who's that?
Can I freestyle for y'all? I quit.
No! No! Why?
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Jesus!
He said, "Can he said, can I freestyle for you guys real quick?
Like, dog!
Bro, that's the easiest way to get kicked off.
Hey, I gotta say, I appreciate the, you know, the hustle. Am I the only champion for rap in here? How fucking ironic.
No, bro, I love rap, but this is a cross-examination podcast. We don't got time for this shit.
This is like unspoken rule in comedy when you're doing like open mics. Musicians, like, you know, singers, people that play instruments and shit, they don't fuck with comics at open mics, and neither do us.
Oh, well, I just adopted that, and I am the hugest proponent for it now.
I remember I've been to 2 mixed mics when I first started doing stand-up. That was like, I think, I've been doing it for like 5 years. I think it was like 2 years, 2 years in. I followed this fucking little Asian kid on this fucking piano, and it was all hyped up music. And then he ends his stupid song with like, "This is the eye of the tornado," and it's the saddest shit ever. The cashier lady starts crying. How the fuck do I follow that? I'm trying to make you laugh, not fucking die, cry.
You just gotta
God damn, Billy. Jesus.
Stand-up comedian. You gotta show up there on stage afterwards and just like, so, who wants to kill themselves?
this one's called the eye of all my problems.
Okay, now that we're finished with the song, give it up for this comic. Yeah, he'll make you laugh. I'm like, no, I want to kill myself too, but not just that sad.
He's like, all right.
I'll do it with a smile.
I call this song the fart of the tornado.
That song was about my dead parents. Now, for some stand-up comedy. Here's Paul Ober.
Wow. What a jammer that kid was. Anyway, what about gay people? Crazy.
Crazy people.
Well, that's a real question. I was just making a joke. I said that joke to Keith, and he's like, "That's hilarious. Make sure you say it." Keith, you ask the question now. You got the floor.
Oh, right. You know, I'm a pretty low-lying member of society myself. I have plenty of things that I have gotten away with that I have, sometimes they come back into my brain, you know, like things I'm like, holy shit, this is amazing that I'm walking around right now. Can you give us, without, you know, implicating yourself, a fun story like that?
I'm going to just introduce it like this. I am a lucky motherfucker. And at one point, my luck has to run out.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
When I first started driving, when I first started working, I bought myself a car. I bought myself a little, like, box car, the Scion XBs. You know, like, they look like little toasters?
Yeah. Gross.
Sexy.
And it's, you know, it has no 4x4 capacity whatsoever.
No.
So, okay.
I just got laid off in Blockbuster. That's what that says.
I got high and I went to AutoZone and I bought the 4x4 sticker on it.
Oh, hell yes. Like
and that. Now me and my buddies, I already got in trouble for it. Me and my buddies take my car through these bike trails. We take them through these bike trails and we're just like, yeah, oh shit, I lost a bumper or two. That doesn't matter. I'm alive. But we get to the tip of this hill. This is right by in Fullerton. We get to the top of this hill. We see it's like 7 heads in this car. We're all smoking. We're all drinking. It's low key. We trespassed. We see 2 mountain bikes going around in circles. And my buddy's like, "Hey, look at this, bro! It's the cops!" And everyone starts running. And me and my buddy were just fucking laughing, I'm like, "Oh, these guys fell for it." But now the fucking bikes come up, and they're like, "Hey, it's the cops."
It's the real cops. Holy.
And my buddy was like, "Oh shit, I was right." And then he dips. And I'm like,
he just disappears.
I was gonna leave too, but I was like, my car's there with my keys and the windows are down, the music's playing and the car's on. Second option was to get in the car and fucking haul ass, you know, fucking Dukes of Hazzard that bitch. But I was like,
mm-hmm.
I love the thing about the new, like, Dukes of Hazzard reimagined, where instead of moving moonshine, they're moving fentanyl.
Oh, shit!
And see, you know, how well, like, the townsfolk received them then.
So they pulled me over, they pulled me to the side, and they started asking me, it's like, how'd you get here? Did you open the gate? I'm like, no, I came here through the horses. And they're like, what fucking horses? Because there's like a horse ranch on the side and shit, and that leads you on from the main street. And my buddy comes back, one of the cops got my friend, and they're like, how'd you guys get here? There's like, we see helicopters going in circles and shit. They called like 6 units just to find us. No one could find us. And then he gets tired and he's like,
Jesus,
we got God. 2 options. Either we tow your car, we get a tow truck, which is going to be expensive as fuck because it's, you know, through mountain trails, through bike trails, a hill, and fucking fences and shit. Or you give me the keys and I'll drive it through the trail. And I was like, fuck yeah, here's the keys. Let me get a shotgun. He's like, you're not coming with us.
Like, you go to jail.
No. He said you could go. Oh, he said you can walk home. I'll give you your ticket later. And I was like, no fucking way. But I'm like, but you're going to fuck up my car, though. There's a lot of different sketchy things and turns. He was like, just show me the trail. I was like, okay. So I show him the trail. I'm walking back home, and I'm like far as fuck. And I see the cop pulls by, and he's like, here's your keys. If I see the your car's not there in the morning, I'm going to arrest you in front of your family. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I got so lucky.
What a dick.
You said if the car's not there in the morning?
No, my car was there parked. He fucked up all my fenders from my on my my fenders from my car's wheels were popped off, and my side panel was bent in. My door didn't want to close anymore. I guess he fucking fucked it up. But I was like, is this or jail time?
Are you sure that they were cops and not just a bunch of crackheads? Because that sounds exactly like a car after a bunch of crackheads get done with it.
No, actually, these were cops. These were officers.
That sounds like you ran into some racist fucking cops, to be honest. Cops on crack. That's ridiculous. That sucks. That's
no, annoying. A week later, I go to a house party and they're kicking us out. The cops are. And I'm walking to my car. Who do I see? The way I knew who he was is because when he came to arrest us, I thought he was he was that one singer, the Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, that guy.
Freddie Mercury.
Come again.
He had the fucking mustache. I was like, I can't forget that fucker. And he looks at me. He's like, where are you going, bud? And I was like, home. He's like, where do you live? That house. And he's like, I want to see you go inside. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, God. I would not respond well to that. I have a, like, defiant disorder. I don't know. It's really, really works against me a lot of times. But that's crazy to hear the cops that were out there just burning through the budget with 6 helicopters looking for a couple people. We're like,
no,
yeah,
6 units. 6 officers looking for, like, the entrance. And then there was one helicopter looking around.
They pump a ton of money into the police.
I'm so calmly. I ain't scared to say this, and I'll say it again. Fullerton PD are fucking trash.
Sounds like it.
Johnson County PD.
None of the real towns.
I love college towns.
Campus police.
Oh, that's why they're angry.
Yeah, we are by the colleges.
It's like those cops look at that college like, oh, what could have been if only I could have read. Oh, I can only read good enough to get into the fucking police. You know,
I've only had one good situation with a cop in my entire life of dealing with police officers. Two situations where the cops weren't total dickheads ever. Every single one of the time they were the worst. Welcome everybody just tuned into Cross Examination. It's going to be ending soon. If you want to ask the craziest question you can think of to David Mendez, our special guest today,
what's up?
I want it there right now. I want it to be the craziest shit that you've ever asked anybody ever. I got another question for you, David. You ready for this?
Yep.
Are you ready for this?
Would you hook up with Snoop Dogg if you wanted to have sex with him?
Fuck no!
Why not?
Because I wouldn't.
Why not?
He's too old.
He's wicked old. He's gross.
That guy looks like a walking corpse.
He's like Ichabod Crane with dreadlocks.
Hey, do you guys remember?
Would you enjoy hooking up with Snoop Dogg? I'm saying, would you hook up with Snoop Dogg, dude?
Would I? At what? Okay.
Probably wouldn't even shake his hand.
Here's the benefits. The implied benefits of hooking up with Snoop Dogg.
Free weed?
I get free weed all the time, bro. No.
Yeah, free weed isn't a big deal. Anymore.
That's not a benefit. That is not a benefit.
That's like a mint on your pillow. Some bullshit. That's not. That's tiny. Oh man.
Wow. That's something you say in AA. He's like, I got molested by Snoop Dogg. No one's gonna believe you, but everyone's gonna be like, how'd it happen?
Yeah, everybody wants to know the story, but nobody's gonna believe the story. For sure.
Right. We want the behind the music. I probably wouldn't even be able to make eye contact with him.
Oh, like hang out with him?
No, I could hang out with Snoop for sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that guy isn't really like staying that skinny just because he eats well and has a healthy diet. Looking at like more of a, you know, yeah, he got something probably.
Yeah, what if it's just like, bro, you've had a tapeworm since you were 17 years old. You're not
it's the happiest. It's the happiest tapeworm that's ever existed.
It's all stoned and always eating.
The tapeworm's like, Doritos again? Yes, please.
They try to take it out, and he's like, no!
The tapeworm worm has dissolved. It is now just smoke. So it's just smoke eating himself.
It's a specter. This tapeworm is a ghost.
It's a ghost made out of pure THC.
Oh, God. That sounds like a good time.
I want to smoke that ghost.
Warm gangster name is fucking campfire.
Snoop Dogg looks like a fucking after picture of one of the kid like Starving Kid commercials.
Snoop Dogg looks like the before and after picture of Wiz Khalifa if he like gave up and started doing drugs.
I've been thinking about this. If like, you know, Wiz Khalifa, wouldn't that just be what like I call it pretty much when Mia Khalifa squirts? You know, it's just that's all I can think about.
That's a good one, actually. Watch out, Mia Khalifa, get to Wiz Khalifa. I get to my budget.
I can hear somebody right now saying, it ain't pee, it ain't pee. I'm like, buddy, can you imagine being the only person that don't know you're getting pissed on? That takes some mental gymnastics right there. You tell gymnastics to move the fuck out the way. Oh.
This is one of my favorite shows. This is fantastic. David, you have any time?
Lightning strikes. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Where are you from, Keith?
I'm from Kentucky. Kentucky? Thoroughbred state. No. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have... a little bit of questions. This is not a racist question because I'm a fan of it too. Do you like country?
Oh no.
What?
I like honest country, but if you tell me Jason Aldean's ever stepped one of those fucking
No, I'm talking about Cody Johnson.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know Tyler Childers or Chris Stapleton?
Oh, I love Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, even I like him. And I don't even like
him. Dated his sister forever.
You dated his sister?
Yeah, they're from my town. Him and Tyler.
Oh my God! No way!
Yeah, we produce a disproportionate amount of country music singers.
Just for the sake of the bit, was she as smooth as Tennessee whiskey?
Yeah, she had a bite like some. Damn $2 hooch too. No, she was a lot better person than I was. I did not know what I was doing in that relationship.
No, you're good, bro. We're comics. We're scumbags.
Yeah, no, we're the worst. Was it Melanie Brooke?
Yeah, Melanie Brooke Stapleton.
That's awesome. She's cute, dude.
Right, and it looked better back then.
Yeah, she's 50 years old. She's cute.
Wait, how old are you, Keith?
I'm 30.
Ah, you're still a baby.
Oh, yeah. And I've got these boyish good looks, too. And it's weird. Like, I don't know if it's because, like, do you, if you lie enough, like, do you stay young forever? I don't know. I keep testing it.
It's all those kids you beat up.
I did the work on that, on that question. I mean, I did the field work, the school work, the playground work, you know. It's not allowed in a lot of places.
Man, dude, I look like I'm 40. I look like I'm 40. I'm fucking 25. Cigarettes fuck you up, bro.
Oh, man.
You know what's crazy? I smoked cigarettes, I think, for like 7 years before I finally stopped. And I dipped. I still have all my teeth. I have asthma. What the fuck was I doing smoking cigarettes?
I am I'm a middle finger to anyone who works out or has any sort of healthy lifestyle whatsoever. I don't deserve this, but, you know, it's crazy. Like, I eat garbage food. I drink garbage alcohol. I used to drink garbage alcohol to excess, and by used to, I mean, like, 2 days ago. But, you know, I've done, like, real fun drugs, even sad drugs. But, you know, now I'm just over here, like, well, it looks like he was completely fine through all of it. I am not an example to look to.
I think the tapeworm that lives inside you is having a great time.
He's made his way to the brain, according to your speech. You're getting rumpelslurry.
If I could just figure out how to change my body a little bit. I'm so close to having a body type like yours, Keith. But I got a tire underneath it. It makes no sense. It just, like, goes out. I got these weird hips that are about 4 inches tall that just, like, I'm confident in my butt and my personality. I don't even know if I'm a chick or not because of that.
You're talking about the center, right? I get you, Paul. You're talking about the fat kid hips.
Yeah.
I have that shit too, man. It's all ab workouts.
There.
It's built all like a roly-poly.
I literally was going through some situations recently, and I started working out. I lost, like, 20 pounds?
Nice, congrats.
Just running into it.
Man, yeah, sometimes like just getting active can really help fight, you know, all the symptoms of depression. That's crazy because, you know, you can literally run away from your problems.
Dude, so you don't even have to think about it that bad. I was like, so I run 3 miles in the morning, and I walk a quarter of a mile. When I'm done, I smoke like 2 cigarettes, and I write my jokes.
Right? It's like we're comics. We start day drinking after that.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's been a while since I day drank.
There's sometimes where I'll be running. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'll go straight to the liquor store, get myself a blunt, and start just smoking.
Man, see, it's still fun to smoke weed here because, like, the police will pass up 3 meth labs to come bust somebody that's got a pot plant.
Oh, no!
That's terrible. That's what you get for living in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Damn.
Yeah, because it's the devil's lettuce.
Have you guys seen Amish there?
Amish lettuce.
No, have you guys seen Amish lettuce? That's white people weed. No, have you seen Amish people there?
Oh, yeah. I have a thing about the Amish. I don't trust them, you know.
Same.
Who the fuck decided in 18 whatever year it was, like garbage year, to be like, yeah, this is enough. We're going to just make sure that our lives are harder than they have to be, and we're going to embody the whole work harder, not smarter mindset.
I was working in Indiana / Michigan, like that border. I was in what? Jacksonville? We're going back to Indiana. And we go to a Ross to go get like clothes and shit. I see this fucking Amish family buying shoes. You're cheating, bitch.
Can you imagine an Amish kid and Jay's how fast he could garden?
No, but they didn't get any of the nice looking shit. They got all nasty black shoes. I'm like, nope, make them yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Make them yourself. You chose that life.
This is bullshit. You're taking our cheap shoes from us. You people.
Paul.
You people. Go back where you came from. It's me talking.
Holy shit, they are the only people I can say that to.
Go back where you came from. God, that felt good. Oh, just to get that out.
Back to the pile.
What's that? When they're like, so Amish, when they turn 18, they get to go out and explore the world or whatever?
Rumspring.
I want to meet an Amish person, bro. I want to like, smoke a blunt with them. And yeah, be like, you're like, leave that shit behind.
I can hear you right now. Like, I want to try to fuck his life up.
You want to? No. My goal would be to get myself an Amish lady and get papers. How American is that? Fucking, that's red, white, and blue. Fuck you, too. That's some fucking patriot shit right there. I made her American. Not Amish. That's a
Toby Keith song.
Probably.
He came out with a new one just a couple days ago. And I made a video about it. I was like, holy shit, we're going to have another terrorist attack because that's the only time Toby Keith makes music.
I love my gun. I love my rifle. I love my wife.
That's because he's a patriot.
God, that guy's yeah, patriot.
Motherfucker too.
He really puts the pay in it because you got to pay him money to come out and do it.
9/11 was a sad day.
And a Statue of Liberty said, "Fuck you guys."
I drive my truck to remember 9/11.
What's that song? He ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
He's just a little Zionist.
And you're not to go back where you came from.
We're not coming to the closet. You can just go away.
This is my kind of bar.
This red Solo cup.
You feel me up?
I have a theory that every just like white trash country song was just secretly written by Ron White.
I just imagine two hamsters getting drunk on moonshine, just scribbling around.
What's his name? The comic that sings country, Rodney Carrington.
Oh yeah,
that guy's funny.
Dear penis. I don't think I like you anymore. God, I can do that so effortlessly. It's because, you know, this is how I sound, and now I'm sad.
Man, I can sing country like the next motherfucker, dude. I love country. I learned country the weirdest way, too, at a Mexican job site.
I feel like if I kept listening to country as much as I listened to it in college, I would be in AA now. For sure.
I was an AA, dude. I was in.
I had to give it up.
Wait, you mean Klan spelled with two A's? Or?
I was an AA. I was an AA during COVID, so I had to do that shit over Zoom. That shit was sucked.
Oh my God. Talk about just a slap in the face.
I know.
I would drink while I was
lean off camera, take a shot, and go back to it.
Yeah, I gotta get my mind right for this AA meeting.
Oh my God, this I love this. One time, I forgot to do my AA meeting, and I'm already at a party with my buddies. We're all drinking and shit. We're fucking nasty drunk, and I was like, "Oh shit, there's one entry left for the next AA meeting." So I go to the AA meeting. But I'm drunk, so I start lying right out of my ass. When I'm drunk, I start lying hard. They're like, wow. How long have you been sober? I'm like, I've been sober for 2 years now. I feel good. Yeah.
You have a bottle of vodka in your hand right now.
Oh, dude, I was double fisting IPAs. And I was like, yeah, I went back to God. My wife left me, but it's okay because I'm doing just fine with my one kid. Yeah, he's special, but he loves me.
The performer really comes out of you.
A girl with a devil tattoo.
The lady that's running the show, she's like, "You're so brave. Thank you for opening up and sharing your advice and everything." Like, stop drinking. You don't want to be one of those dumb fucks waiting outside the house, waiting for their mom to open the door for them.
Oh, that hurt.
My buddies. My buddies are outside.
home, actually.
My buddies are outside of my car because I'm in the meeting in my car, and they're like, hurry up and chug, you fag! Hurry up and chug!
So what does that say about your friends that you won't let them in your car when you're not there?
No, it's because, like, I'm in the AA meeting, and they've been hearing me scream at the fucking AA teacher lady. Saying, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been sober for 2 years.
They're just dying, huh? Like, bah!
Yeah, they're like, hurry up and chug your beer. I'm like, she's going to hear you, fucker.
They're like, we know.
Are you at a party? Oh, yeah, I'm DDing.
The triple D, well, okay. The designated drunk driver.
It's a quadruple D. David, the designated drunk driver.
Turns out four wrongs don't make it right.
Podcast has to come to a close. I got to be the bearer of bad news. But David, you were an incredible guest, special guest this week. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for having me on, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. This is Cross Examination. Tell your friends. Spread the word. It's an insane podcast. We ask crazy questions, and I hope you had a good time.
Talking about beating up kids. Good night, y'all.
That message was sponsored by Keith Burr.
And Keystone Line. Oh, David, man, it's nice meeting you. I'll follow you on Instagram, man.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll follow you too.
All right, man. I'll see you guys.
Plugs, just my Instagram, Safus. SUH.FOOS. It's that one word.
Under my name. I got you. Sup,
okay. And make sure that you're following the Cross Examination Podcast. Follow me. It's literally Cross Examination Pod on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow us, too, while you're at it. Have a little Instagram journey. Follow us all. And
tell me what you want. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, Keith actually has an Etsy account for blowjobs.
Yes. And OnlyFans. I only have one fan.
You're lying.
Yeah, no, it's a custom Etsy account for blowjobs. He puts glitter on them. It's nice.
It also doubles as a foot sales picture hub. Paul with the blowjob jokes again. Oh.
Mine is gutter or the paint, whichever one. We got, we're going to move on. This was an awesome week. We're going to end it on an easy question. You have to answer this as fast as possible, David. And, okay. And it ends. Keith, do you have anything to plug for the coming week before I do it?
Nope. Just listen to our podcast, Cross Examination.
And make sure that you leave a review if you guys enjoyed it. If you're listening on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Last question. Yeah, fuck, marry, kill. Keith Burr, Paul Ober, and yourself. Go.
Wait, what?
Fuck, marry, kill. Keith Burr, Paul Ober, yourself. Go.
Fuck.
All three?
Fuck Keith. It's that voice. It's a soothing voice. Marry Paul Ober, and then kill myself right after. Hey, my name is David Mendez. Thank you guys so much.
He didn't know he could have avoided it all by killing himself first.
I love it.
This was a fun one, man. Hey, David, this was awesome. That was funny, man.
Thanks, man. I'll see you around the scene.
See you around the scene, dude. Peace up.
I'll take that hay back.
It's called Hay Rules. Like, it's High Rolls. H-Y, then Rolls.
Oh, like Zelda. Hyrule. Okay.
Hyrule.
The thing about these meme pages is that it's still a social account. Without us knowing, we post a lot of shit that shows into our own heads. Like, I could tell whenever this meme page is depressed. By the shit it posts,
it stops being so much gratuitous violence to being memes about depression.
Bro, the easiest one to figure out is depressed is a trash can Paul.
It goes from like being super racist or like anti-feminist or like really like talking down on Lux or whatever to like, you know, I have a mustache today, but on my sad days, I just remember that I could just finish it all. I'm like, what?
What?
I want to make a meme. I want to put a meme on there.
Three legs.
It's like, most effective way to kill all bacteria in your mouth is with a gun. There we go. Full circle.
One of my favorite posts that they have is this video of, it's a video of toothpaste hanging. And it's Colgate, and then they on the bottom is the Colgate Smiles retweet saying, "The only smile I couldn't brighten was my own."
Oh my God. Hey, we're getting deep here. We're talking about real issues, depression, how we make fun of it.
Oh, we got to stay on brand, though. We got to stay on brand, Keith.
It's your turn to ask him a question.
Oh, shit. What the fuck, man? Okay, how about this? All right, if you were, you know, not of such legal status like you are, would you... Casey Anthony for a green card.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm not going to answer it fully, but who's Casey Anthony?
Good answer.
No, I mean for reals. I am looking for something, but... Fuck, okay, fine. I don't have papers. I'm not from status.
I didn't mean to do that. Oh, fuck.
It's okay, dog. You're not going to deport me.
No, Casey Anthony's a chick that she killed her daughter, and it was a really big case here, and she pretty much got away with it 100% scot-free.
Oh, I think I heard about this. Fuck she's yeah, dude. She's kind of hot, too,
so it made fuck people confused. Yeah. Like
fuck that. Yeah, it would. Hey, bro, papers, in the end of the day, papers are papers.
Bro, I'd do it.
The longest time I'm going to be with that bitch is only like a couple 5 years. Legit. Five, maybe that's the longest. Okay. If it's good terms, I stay there for 3 years and I skedaddle. Fake my death and become Jose.
Just make sure you don't have any kids with her.
I mean, I'll have kids with her, but like social distance her, you know, COVID.
Anti-social distance her, yes. She's not to be around people.
She's the original social distancer. She couldn't stand being around her family.
Oh, we're talking jokes about death here. Murder. Fun stuff.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. I see you guys in the audience. How's it going? My mom and dad are actually in the audience. That wasn't even a joke. David, say hi to Mom and Dad over. You too.
Hola, el número que has marcado no está en servicio. Por favor, deja un mensaje y trata otra vez.
With special guest Dora the Explorer.
I don't know what happened. I am both confused and angry. I don't like things I don't know, and they confuse me, and then I get scared, okay?
I do this. I'll translate it for you right now. But I do this thing to my I do construction. I do this thing to my coworkers that don't speak English. And when they call me, I'd be like, "The number you have dialed is incorrect. Please leave a voice message at the beep." And they go, "Fuck!" And they hang up.
I like that. Fuck is still so Spanish for fucking Spanish.
I love it. My voicemail is just is a joke on Taken, the movie. I cannot come to the phone right now. I have a very specific set of skills. I can take, record, and return messages.
I'm thinking over here like, you know, I have a particular set of skills I've gained over a lifetime of experience. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like me.
It's called texting. Why are you leaving your fucking voicemail?
Right?
I'm a tool That's bag. I still leave voicemails. I'll force you to listen to them.
I feel like all comedians appreciate voicemails more than regular people. Everybody else is like, "Hey, make sure that you're texting me all the time. Why would you leave me a voicemail? I don't even listen to them." It's like, one of my favorite things is leaving people funny voicemails. It brightens people's days. They always say, "Oh, that was a funny voicemail." which makes me surprised because there's no way they actually listen to it.
Like, Paul, that was really funny voicemail.
I've had a couple comics tell me, he's like, yeah, bro, don't call me. Just either you FaceTime me or either you FaceTime me or you text me. I'm like, fuck you. I'm an old-fashioned person, bro. I'm going to call you like your fucking dad. I'm like, where'd you leave the toilet paper?
Shit, call Paul at 4 o'clock in the morning.
My dad would leave me voicemails to get him toilet paper. Like, if I can't do that to you, then the world's not fair.
But I don't understand. Wait, so you either have to text me or FaceTime me. So you're telling me I would do the easiest possible thing that has ever been invented in human history to communicate, or I gotta put on a shirt?
I don't put on a shirt. You ever FaceTime with Gino? That's who never puts on a shirt.
Gino sounds like someone that never puts on one.
Yeah, Gino is a bad motherfucking name, Gino, on Instagram. Great guy, runs a bunch of shows, very funny comic. And he's just a very sexually liberated individual. Who wears aviators?
Aviators now. All right, I'm already a fan.
Yeah, whenever anyone FaceTimes me, I don't wear a shirt either. I'm not a built-looking motherfucker, but I'll still show my titties.
Shit, I'm built like I'm kangaroo jacked. I do look like a kangaroo. It's weird.
So you're built.
I text people to see if it's okay to like FaceTime them.
I'm not built, but I guess I got like plate muscle over top skeleton, so it makes like the illusion that I've got muscle.
There's a reason why it's called kangaroo jacked.
Oh,
those fuckers are always strong.
Those motherfuckers are huge. Somebody commented on my post and it's like, yeah, I used to live in Australia and we used to have these people, we used to have these bad boys outside my house sometimes. The biggest one was 6'6".
Hell no.
Oh my God. They got murderous eyes and thumbs.
I was intimidated by kangaroos for a while until I saw that video of that dude punch one straight in the face. That made me realize kangaroos seem like they're all fine.
Paul gained a new hero that day. Also, don't call Paul at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Why would you tell him that, Keith? Oh, is that some experience that you know about? Is there some insider knowledge that you have about not calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Hypothetically speaking, if you ever want to see, like, Paul, like, straight face, like, look and say, don't call at this hour, you know, just do that. I mean, just asking for a friend or saying it for a friend. I'm still
scared. Paul does have a reason, though. He does have a point about, because he was saying, he's like, oh, I ask people before I FaceTime them. I have this thing with
boundaries.
No, not technically, not really. Where it's like, if I am attracted to you, or like, if it's like, yeah, if I'm like attracted to you and you FaceTime me and I'm trying to fucking do shit, don't FaceTime me at all. Do not FaceTime me. Cause if we're not gonna get together, if I don't get anything in return, I don't want it. And if I don't get money, if I don't get a girlfriend, or if I don't get, like, you know, don't message me. Don't FaceTime me because I don't want to waste my fucking time.
David says, give me all the money.
Like writer's meetings or anything that has plans attached to it. So, like, if you're on your way to a party, you can FaceTime people. If you're on your way to hang out with somebody, you can FaceTime people. If you have, like, hey, I'm going to call you at 2 p.m. to talk about this script that we're working on, you can FaceTime people. Everything else, you are texting. You are Snapchatting.
I'm calling. I'm going back to call.
Yeah, I'm FaceTiming three times to every text.
I hate texting. I was in special ed. So, like, every time, like, I type something, it takes me, like, 2 hours. And then people think are like, oh, this guy's